This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Do you or don't you?
Where are you, in the do department or the don't department? I hope that you're in the do department. I mean, lots of good things happen when you do, and that includes listening instead of talking. That may sound like a strange thing for a talk radio personality to say, but I find I learn a lot more and there's a lot better feel for what's going on if I'm listening to Victoria or Jennifer or Kara. Maybe ask a question sometimes, make a statement, and then shut up. More listening is often better. That's why you're participating. You're listening, right? And as you listen, you think, ow, and you yell at the radio, and that's cool. It's all right. Yeah, you can do that. It's all part of the plan, all part of the game here on the DJV program. One of the things that we pride ourselves in is having a large connection to our largest state in terms of population. I don't know. Yeah, California is the most populous state, isn't it, Jennifer?
It's the most popular or most populated.
Populated, yes.
I believe that is true, yes.
I think it is. All right. So It is appropriate for us to pay attention. I spend a lot of time there. Jennifer lives there. There are things going on in California that seem to either impress or impact us nationally. So where are we going first with California focus, Jen?
Well, some new legislation that was just signed by the California Governor Gavin Newsom, which would ban schools in the state of California from suspending students for disruptive behavior. This is Senate Bill 419. It was signed into law by Gavin Newsom this week, and it will amend the California Education Code to prohibit public and charter schools in the state from suspending students in grades 4 through 8 for disrupting school activities or willfully defying the valid authority of those school personnel engaged in the performance of their duties. Existing law already prohibits schools from suspending or recommending expulsion for students enrolled in kindergarten or grades 1 through 3 for the same actions. The legislation will take effect in the start of July 2020 and will prohibit the suspension of students in grades 6 through 8 specifically for those same acts until 2025.
Who's the brains behind this, and why now?
I don't know. The brain behind it, this name sounds familiar to you, although I think it's a different one. State Senator Nancy Skinner wrote the bill and said, I think one of Doug's harem of women.
She was a former co-host in this program. And,
right.
Yeah. And then she ran for state senate in California?
Well, no, I think this is a different Nancy Skinner, isn't
she
it?
She ran against
Barack Obama.
Yeah. As for the Senate in
Illinois. We know how that turned out.
She left this program and decided she wanted. She's always been very political, and she holds some political office now in Michigan. I'm not sure what it is.
I think this is a different one.
Yes.
But anyway, she wrote the bill and said that she hopes that this will keep kids in school where they belong and where teachers and counselors can help them and thrive. Now, I think there's a lot of gray area in this, but to take away the ability for teachers to suspend kids in these classes, I think is ridiculous. Obviously, the school needs to deal with problems, but at the same time, this is the prime time in life where you find out that there are consequences for your actions. And I think what's happening right now is we coddle our kids, parents do this, teachers do this, life does this. We coddle our kids and we try to protect them from everything and we try to tell them that their behavior is okay if that's who they are and if that's what they need to express. And the truth is that's not how life works. And I think you have to let your kids know that there are rules and there are expectations of behavior and that those need to be followed in school. And if not, there's consequences and penalties. But a lot of people are saying that this somehow affects people in minority groups differently, and so
Well, what I'm more curious about, do you know anyone who was suspended in elementary or middle school who is in a better place now? Because every single person I knew, well, first of all, they were probably misbehaving because they had undiagnosed ADHD.
Yes, that's what I was going to say.
Or, like, dyslexia or something like that. And
that's why attention at home.
Well, the kids I knew, all the bad kids I knew in elementary school were just boys who had way too much energy and couldn't sit in a classroom all day, and so they always got in trouble. And so that was because, yeah, we were sitting in one room for like an hour and a half straight and had maybe like 20 minutes for recess. And so those kids would get suspended. And guess what? They all had kids when they were like 16 and don't have jobs, or they're still living in the same place now. So I don't know. I don't necessarily think that the suspension system does anything to help.
Well, it gets them out of the system. It gets them away. What you miss here.
It stops them, from taking away from your education.
Yeah, I know. I just mean that there needs to be another solution for it, maybe.
It's not even, I don't even know that it goes that deeply.
I think that keeping them at school is important, because if you send a kid that's misbehaving home, then what's he going to do? He's going to play video games while his parents are at work. And if he has two parents, if he's being raised by a single parent, then the parent that's where this affects minorities more, because they tend to be more single parents, and that's why. And then child care is expensive, so they either have to take a day off from work and lose money to be at home with the child. So that's where this comes into play. I don't think a child who has issues in the classroom should be sent home. I think that time should be devoted to counseling and evaluation. And I don't think that it does any good to just send a kid home and say, you're suspended. Take them out of the classroom. They still know they're doing something wrong and they're not allowed the same privileges as everyone else. But keep them in the school and actually start diagnosing these kids who have mental illness problems.
There are some kids who are just, as adults, they're just bad. And whether you can recognize that through mental health, the facilities we have in public schools for mental, we all know how the whole, never mind public schools, but the whole system of monitoring mental health issues is lacking. It's a nice way of putting it.
Right, but kicking a kid out of school and not monitoring him at all. Look, how many of the kids have shot up places?
We're missing the bigger story.
What's the bigger story?
The bigger story is that it's not convenient for people that are running. The school system now is running as a...
It's not convenient.
It serves itself. The school systems now, administrators, people that run the systems, they're all about themselves. They're not about the children in way too many cases. My observation, anyway, going back to when I was teaching school in the 1960s and 70s, the superintendent the superintendent wasn't bad. It was the principals who wanted to hear nothing about anything bad. They didn't want to deal with issues or problems. They wanted everything to be smooth because it looked good on their record. It sickens me.
Right, but
to see what American education has
home.
Become. Yeah, I know that.
They're the ones
saying,
who say, oh, get rid of the kids.
The whole system is rotten, and it somehow needs to be nuked and started over. I don't know what the solution. I don't know how to do that, but I will tell you that this is just another example of people trying to, the discussion, whether they are supposed to be sent home from school or not, or dealing with them, what is our responsibility as a taxpayer and as a citizen of the community versus the people who have these children, whose responsibility at the core is to take care of what they create? There are so many people who are not taking care of their responsibility, and thus it becomes, we have a pact, I guess, with society that we're supposed to take care of everybody who can't be taken care of by the people who are supposed to take care of them. And in this circumstance, you've heard me say this 100 times if I've said it once, it is our responsibility as American citizens to take care of those people who cannot take care of themselves. And that is defined by whether it's a physical or a mental problem. It is our job to take care of these people. Now, having said that, there are those who, as with welfare and many other programs, take advantage of the system. And therefore, we have a system that doesn't seem to really function as it ought to, that really helps those who are really in need. And,
we've normalized bad behavior.
Yeah.
And everybody's a victim. And, keep going down this road, and we're all going to end up with these mass shooters. It's only going to get worse.
But we don't have a solution.
And we wonder about this.
The solution is
stop coddling these jerks. Suspend them, kick them out of school, get them into treatment, make the parents acutely aware.
But you've got to have all of those steps in order. And I don't think those steps are in order. All I hear is we're going to... going to throw the kids out of school.
Yeah, I mean, I
that's
feel
what
like
I'm saying. I don't think throwing kids out of school is the answer at all.
I don't think that stops them from being mass shooters. I think most of the kids who are isolated.
It does if they're not at school. If they're not at school, they're
No, that's not true. You
Jen,
can walk back into school.
How many times did the kid who shot up the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas, how many times was he kicked out of school? Numerous
times. Exactly, and how many times
it
was he let back
in? It didn't do any good.
It doesn't stop someone going from a movie theater or anywhere else to shoot people.
So what is the solution?
You understand, though,
the big question.
There were 50 warning signs. Literally, the police were called 41 times on the kid who shot up Marjorie Stoneman.
The people whose job it is now to do this stuff are not doing their job. The schools are not doing their job. And the parents, but number one on this list, are the parents. Not the parents are not doing their job. There is
I don't think people with mental illness should be called freaks.
I don't understand what that has to do with suspension and this. I don't know. The vast majority
of people need to start telling people that we have requirements for living in this culture.
Well, there are rules.
Requirements for participating in society, and there are rules, and you have to follow them. I did. You did. Victoria did. Doug did. Everybody did.
We're all fortunate that we don't have mental illness. And
I have mental illness. I'm on medication right now for depression and anxiety. If you know, but you take care of your problems. I would imagine that I'm not the only one here that is on medication for these types of things. But you deal with it, and that's what we're not teaching people to do anymore. It's a very big cultural problem.
Well, there are lots of problems. We have too much of too much, and therefore it reflects itself in situations. Like this. But it's a healthy thing for us to overview. A lot of people will now take this and maybe even teachers listening on the way to school have the conversation with other teachers. It's 18 after the hour.
If you know this sound, then you know the pure feeling that comes with it. The unparalleled power of a Rotax engine. The agility and ultimate freedom only the revolutionary Rev Gen 4 platform can give. That feeling of taking winter and shredding it for all it's worth. It's that Ski-Doo feeling. Visit your local Ski-Doo dealer today for great offers and rebates on select models during our Yellow Tag sales event.
I was in the United States Army for 12 years, and if we had a stressful time, he would say, hey, let's go smoke a cigarette. The further I got away from the military, being in corporate environments and it not being as prevalent, being around smokers, I would become the odd man out. The first time I actually tried Juul, I was surprised at how similar it was to a cigarette.
Chris made the switch in 2018. To make the switch, visit JUUL.com. Juul Labs compensated this individual for the time and expenses in providing this testimonial. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Ah, the copperhead snake. It hisses before attacking. But that's not a copperhead. That's the Sullivan's RV freshwater tank overflowing into their black one, which is backing into their vent pipe, making for a very different kind of attack. One that arrives just in time for taco night. It's wild out there. When it gets too wild, Progressive has your RV covered. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Now's the time to join the Brotherhood of Muscle, because we're offering Dodge Power Dollars, which means for each horsepower, you'll get $10 off your purchase. Roll out in a Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye and get $7,970 off. Maybe you'll take off in a Dodge Charger or tear up the streets in a Durango. Hurry in to your local Dodge dealer now and save. See dealer for details. Often not available on vehicle leases. Take retail delivery from dealer stock by 9/30/19. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE-equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Hey, there's a new type of account takeover attack called lateral phishing.
It's a serious threat. Cyber criminals hijack your email account and use it to launch phishing attacks on your internal and external contacts.
What if they attack us?
Don't worry. We have Barracuda Total Email Protection.
So we're secured?
Completely, with the industry's best layered defense against attacks, including account takeover and phishing.
That's a relief.
Protect your business at Barracuda.com. Barracuda, your journey secured.
We'll be right back. Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Musical Focus, which occurs in this portion of every hour of the DJV program with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Shillen, Doug Steffen, and now a focus on the 55th Annual Academy of Country Music Awards, which it turns out are going to go back to Las Vegas next year. The show takes place on Sunday, April 5th. We're already into spring. Hooray! Yeah, okay, calm down. Country music, big
our
night.
Easter, apparently.
Right. Will come from the MGM Grand Garden Arena, same location as last year's Reba McEntire-hosted show. The host, performers, and nominees are expected to be announced in the coming months. Also returning next year will be the ACM Party for a Cause, featuring a top golf event with guest hosts Rascal Flatts and Darius Rucker, as well as the newly created ACM Beach Bash. How are you going to have a beach bash in Las Vegas?
They have all those fake beach pool party things. Yeah.
Oh, okay. You could go out to, what's the name of that lake on the outskirts of town?
Lake Las Vegas?
No.
Or are you talking about the big one?
Yeah, the big one.
Lake Mead?
Lake Mead, yeah, yeah. Right. Yep. So, let's see here. We have performances scheduled by Keith Urban, Lady Antebellum. Already lined. Imagine you already have your plans made for next April. God love them. Guess for the entertainers, they have to set that up.
I have plans for next April.
Really? Doing what?
Going to a concert. Yeah,
really?
You got to buy the stuff far in advance.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's true. Tickets for the 55th ACM Awards and other events go on sale to the public on Friday a week. And so September 20th, 10 o'clock Pacific time. At ACMAwards.com. Thank you, Chuck. The ACMA list member presale will start on Wednesday, the 18th, at 10 Pacific time. All right, so that's very. You probably aren't going to get lined up to go to this show, though, Kara, I'm guessing.
Probably not. I like Keith Urban and Lady Antebellum, and I like Darius Rucker, but I probably wouldn't. If I was going to Vegas, it wouldn't be for this.
What would it be for?
It'd be really fun.
I don't know. It'd be for like Backstreet Boys or
Have you
Spice
ever been
Girls
to Vegas?
They were there? No, I'm not. I haven't been. We're supposed to take a girl trip. We're supposed to go.
Girl trip. Next up is Keith Urban, who has released a music video for his latest single, We Were. This marks Keith's first single of the year, following last year's Graffiti U and the world tour that went with it. Keith says, quote, I've been playing a stripped-down solo acoustic version of the song all summer. It's so well-written and lends itself into that Bluebird Cafe-type simplicity, referring to the legendary cafe in Nashville, the Bluebird Cafe. You all know that.
You go there?
I've heard of it. I've never been.
You didn't go.
No, I didn't. We didn't have time.
Urban praising the songwriters Ryan Tindall, Jeff Hyde, and Eric Church, added, when it came to shooting a video for this version, it felt right to gather up a couple of the guys in my band and just keep it simple. The acoustic version of the song and the music video were recorded on the same day and in the same studio in Nashville. So it's interesting how some of these music videos get all worked, you know, they all are jazzed up, and then some of them just very simple, whatever went on in this circumstance as the song is being recorded gets videoed, and that's what becomes the video. Do people still buy videos like they used to when they first came out? Videos of songs? Yes? No?
No, there's no reason to buy them. They're free everywhere.
Yeah, well, are they? Okay. All right, so that's that story. Free, free, free. And we like that. This is Free Radio, the DJ V Show, 28 past the hour. We were the jackets hanging on to a heart and two heartbeats in the moonlight.
Is your child tackling new challenges in math this year? Are they striving to get ahead of the pack? Give your child an edge this school year with Mathnasium. We're the authority on math education, with more than 1,000 franchise learning centers worldwide. Our expert instructors teach each student face-to-face, using customized learning plans to help them achieve their academic goals all year long. Find a learning center near you at mathnasium.com to schedule your no-obligation first visit. Mathnasium. We're changing lives through math.
Have you been thinking about taking an Alaskan vacation? Well, now you can book an Alaskan cruise tour with YMT Vacations and immediately save $250 per person. Call YMT Vacations today. We've been helping people take the vacation of a lifetime for over 50 years. And right now, if you've been thinking about what it would be like to go on an Alaskan cruise, now with our $250 per person instant rebate is the perfect time. Call right now for details. And if Alaska isn't on your bucket list, we've got over 50 guided tours to different locations worldwide. Call right now for your free brochure. So if you're looking for the perfect cruise tour to Alaska or the perfect guided vacation package, you need to call YMT Vacations to book right now or for our free brochure.
800-399-4840. 800-399-4840. 800-399-4840. That's 800-399-4840.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.125%. APR, 4.22%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. 8.88% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Supreme Court has handed the Trump administration a victory in its bid to limit asylum applications at the southern border. The court has removed an injunction on the plan to deny asylum to anyone who passes through another country on their way to the U.S. border. The Trump administration has announced plans to pull vaping products off the market. Health Secretary Alex Azar says they're being purchased by kids.
In spite of our best efforts at enforcement, at retail enforcement,
there are hundreds of cases of lung illness from vaping, including teenage users. President Trump says he's working with Senate Republicans to create some type of legislation that reduces gun violence without violating the Second Amendment.
We're looking at background checks, and we're looking at putting everything together in a unified way so that we can have something that's meaningful.
This is USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Fast and factual. No casual look at what's going on in the world today. We fight truth decay every day here on the DJV program with Jennifer, Victoria, Kara, and Doug, Steph, and Jerry Springer is going to fill in for me one day next week. Would you like that, ladies?
I find him kind of fascinating, so I would be down with that.
Yeah, very. Anyway, that's a bit of decay. But there are a lot of things that are... Yes, I am teasing you. Just a little eensy-teensy bit. That's not really happening. What really is happening? J-Lo! It's happening!
J-Lo's happening. J-Lo's trending right now because, yes, she might be the next Super Bowl halftime show performance. And she is, I guess fans have been campaigning for J-Lo to take the stage for the halftime show. Now, in February, when the next Super Bowl happens, it's going to be in Miami. So it kind of makes sense. She would really be perfect for that show. They like to have a little bit of a hometown flair for all of the different shows, you know, wherever the Super Bowl is every year. And so she's got a big following in Miami. She's lived in Miami for a long time. Her fiance, Alex Rodriguez, is also has ties to Miami. And she, you know, we also always think about, well, what special guests could she bring out? And she's got some big ones. She's got Pitbull, who is Mr. Miami. She can bring him out. She can bring out her ex-husband, Mark Anthony. They're still very friendly. They perform together all the time. He would be a huge draw.
Yeah, her children are from him, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. She's got two twins, yeah, a boy and a girl. I think they're like 10 or 11
Alex?
Now.
How do they get
apparently they're all really very close, and he's got two kids as well, and so apparently it's a nice blended family. So, and then also, so she could bring out Pitbull, Mark Anthony, and also Enrique Iglesias. She's worked with him. He's also from Miami, has a huge following there as well. So this could end up being a really good...
This could be the start of something big.
Well, I never think of her when I think of Super Bowl halftime, you know, potential, but she would actually be great. And she has a lot of songs. Yeah, she would be great. She's been killing it in Vegas.
Great
editor. She's currently... She just finished her... Or is she still on her 50th birthday tour? I think she just finished it. Yeah, so I think that would be a great choice. Now, Jay-Z is involved, as we know. He's partnered with the NFL, and that started at the end of August. He's consulting on the halftime show. He is, at this point, playing coy about the rumors. And
is he friends with her? Are they friendly?
I think they know each other for a long time. But he said he made kind of an interesting point at a press conference. He said sometimes it may happen and it may wind up that the person is from the city that where the Super Bowl is and that they perform in. He said, but you don't want to get into that space too much because then who performs in Tampa in 2021? So that's kind of a good point. It doesn't have to be someone with ties to the hometown, but it could be really fun if it is J-Lo.
Yep.
Around this time last year, the rumors started about Maroon 5, and it ended up being true. So there usually is some fire to the smoke.
They're just floating to see what happens. That's it. I know a local radio guy in Tampa would be good at the half show. Maybe that might work a little. Huh? Radio person. We could have a DJ do the halftime show. What about that? You think?
Well, it would have to be like Calvin Harris or somebody really big.
Mm-hmm. Oh, couldn't be the kid that was on the board last week?
I'm not saying anything.
Inside. Okay, let's keep moving along here. The number of uninsured Americans up for the first time in the past 10 years. Uninsured Americans. The number going up, according to the Census Bureau. There are a lot of people in America without health insurance. 27.5 million people, as a matter of fact, have no insurance whatsoever. That's up 2 million from the year before. And it's really the first major increase since Obamacare went in 2010. Let's see, what else is in this report? Median household income plateauing in 2018 to $63,000. That's up pretty substantially. I can remember us talking about it being 49. Oh, I can remember it being in the 20s, 24,000 and... And then, you know, it keeps going up because inflation, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. The Economic Policy Institute says, while any reduction in poverty or increase in income is a step in the right direction, most families have barely made up the ground lost over the decade before that, i.e., what happened after 2008 and 2009, when for me anyway, now, ladies, you were not around with me on the air at that point in time, but you all have remembrances. I don't think you weren't working yet, Kara, but you were in school. But, Victoria, you were working at the time, a working girl, 2008, 2009. Had you just started work?
I started on the air in 2006.
2006, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so in 2008, I was at Sirius XM.
Yeah, all right. So you were making, they pay pretty well at Sirius, don't they?
No.
Oh, they don't pay very well. Okay, well...
I can tell you this. I made less than the median household income.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Well, the only connection I ever had with Sirius, when they first went on the air, they took
They're the cheapest.
The forerunner. Well, maybe this is an indicator of it. The forerunner of this program was the Good Day USA show that I did for all the years until you came in. It was because of you we changed the name, in fact, to the DJV show to reflect your importance here. So in that frame, I go back to the experience. When Sirius first went on the air, they came to me and four other sort of independent producers at the time. I'm the only one left who doesn't have any ties to any big corporate entity or church or something like that. At the time, we had, there were four of us. I'm trying to remember who they were. Ramsey was one. Anyway, they came to 4PR. I think the other two were gone. And they asked us to be part of a channel of independent broadcast, independent talk people, and so we did. So I was on Sirius 5.5 years. I didn't get anything. I mean, I got stock in it, and it was okay for that reason, and I didn't expect anything. I just wanted coverage. And that was in an era when business was good. In 2009, this business, the radio business, fell apart, completely fell apart, and has never really recovered. And it's, I think, reflective of other businesses that did not recover as well. Their construction building business recovered, banking recovered, mostly where there were deep-rooted financial connections. Those businesses all survived. But there are a lot of people who were small business people who were all just wiped out, completely wiped out. In a moment, we're going to focus on your wellness, your health and well-being. We all ought to have our aluminum tinfoil antenna up for that right after this.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project, and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app. HomeAdvisor.
Lowe's helps you do it right to save on what you need to take on all the projects on your to-do list. Stop in today and save $70 on a Greenworks 2000 PSI electric pressure washer, now $169. Just plug it in and go. No gas is required. And fall is perfect for refreshing your deck with a new coat of stain. Shop our everyday low price on Valspar semi-transparent exterior stain and sealer. It starts at just $36.98 a gallon. Whatever projects you have in mind today and every day, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Pressure washer offer valid through 9/18, U.S. only.
Honey, I just switched the family to Boost Mobile, and we got so much more.
Awesome. Like what?
We got four free LG Stylo 5 phones for the whole family. Four lines for just $25 per line per month with unlimited gigs. I smashed up the car a bit. And they have a super reliable, super fast nationwide network.
Whoa, four free LG... Wait, back up. Did you just say you...
Four free LG Stylo 5 phones? Yep.
No. Something about the car?
Oh, you mean Boost Super Reliable, Super Fast Network.
Before that, the car smashing thing.
The smashing deal we got. Four lines for just $25 per line per month?
No. Between the four lines for $25 per line per month and the unlimited gigs part, you said I smashed up the car a bit.
I did. It's completely smashed. We need a new vehicle. But four free phones.
Boost Mobile, the switch that gives you more. Offer ends 9/16/19 or while supplies last. Requires one port from eligible carrier and activation. One free device per line. Includes mobile optimized data. Additional terms and restrictions apply. Offers and coverage not available everywhere. See BoostMobile.com or retailer for full details.
If you are behind on your bills, then this message is for you. How would you like to have a large portion of your credit card debt or medical bills forgiven? National Credit Card Relief would like to give you free information on a proven debt forgiveness program. It's not bankruptcy. It's not consolidation. This special program actually wipes clean the portion of your debt that is forgiven. Call for your free forgiveness information now. 800-291-6670. That's 800-291-6670. Don't wait. Call 800-291-6670. Not available in North Dakota.
Have you wanted to speak a new language, but you thought it'd be too hard or take too much time? Then go to Babbel.com, download the app, and try it for free. In just 15 minutes a day, you'll be on your way to speaking a new language in just a few weeks. And right now, you can try Babbel for free. Babbel starts out teaching you words and phrases by matching them with pictures. You won't believe how easy the interactive program is. Soon the sentences get a little bigger, and before you know it, you're having simulated conversations voiced by native speakers. And because Babbel is crafted by language experts and uses the spaced repetition method, in just 10 to 15 minutes a day, you'll be speaking the language of your choice with real confidence. With Babbel, you can speak a language. Just go to Babbel.com and start your first lesson in the language of your choice for free. Download the Babbel app or go to Babbel.com and try it for free. That's Babbel.com.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
At the hour now on the DJV program. How are you feeling? Are you well? If you don't feel well, maybe we've got a way for you to, in fact, change that whole thing. Joe Maniaca, who is the CEO of Massage Envy, is here as the official ambassador of World Wellness Weekend, which is scheduled for next weekend. I think it's important for us to all understand what physical wellness is all about, even though sometimes we don't take care of ourselves as well as we ought to. Joe, isn't that really the message here, to take care of yourself? Because how can you take care of others if you can't take care of yourself? Am I right?
That's absolutely the right message. And really our objective here is all about wellness and helping people live better and healthier lives. So it's both physical and it's mental from our perspective. So it's a huge opportunity to bring awareness to the wellness category.
Why just a wellness weekend? Why not have a week? Why not have a month? Why not do it all the time? Every day is wellness day.
Well, you know, that's actually our objective, and we want to really jumpstart this initiative. I was in Europe last year and spent some time at the Global Wellness Summit, and I realized that Europeans were further advanced than we are. They live it every day, to your point, and that's something we as Americans need to do a better job of. So I met a gentleman named Jean-Guy de Gabriac, and he put together this event, and it was, I think it was in 80 countries and really not popular in the United States. So I took it upon ourselves and our brand to say, how do we make this a big deal in the U.S. and really own this event and really start what you're talking about, which is, you know, encourage people to reflect on their wellness routine and live a healthier life.
Here's what happens, Joe. Under the circumstances, a lot of people still think in America this is for the rich and famous, that you go to a salon or you go to a spa or you go have a massage or you go to yoga studios. People don't understand this is something more and more achievable and doable by the average person, if you'll pardon the expression, the average Joe.
That's true, and I think that's what makes Massage Envy the perfect partner for this event and the perfect platform to communicate on, because we really democratize massage and skincare services across the network, and we're pretty excited about what we've done. We've made it affordable. We believe it's more therapeutic. It's not a pampering, it's not about pampering anymore. It's about working that into your daily routine. And I think with the stress we all have in our lives today, I think more and more people appreciate the fact that this needs to be part of the routine. No different than going to the gym on a regular basis.
Well, and to that point, more men are involved in getting massages. I love to get massages. I love to get facials. I'm as manly a man as you can probably find, but I have a different attitude or approach in taking care of my body and my mind as well, because a lot of men think, no, it's not manly to get. Yes, it is.
Look at the sidelines of sports teams. Look at all of the athletes. Massage is very much part of the routine, and skincare. We look at skincare very differently. It's not cosmetic in that sense. It's about having healthier skin as well. So we take that approach that's really grounded in wellness as we kind of move forward. And we're really happy that we've been able to partner with some of our folks. When I met Jean-Guy and he talked about this event, I just realized it would be a huge opportunity to partner with some of our folks here in the U.S. And we've done, I think, a really great job to say, how do we get you to get a taste of what wellness is in 2019? It's very different than what it was in the past. And, you know, when you come into our locations next weekend on the 21st and 22nd, we're going to offer 3 hours of free services.
Wow.
That day.
Free. Services free.
Really exciting. Yeah.
All right. It's something you can check out at massageenvy.com. Thank you, Joe.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, this may be the last time you ever have to worry about hair loss. Because Bosley is the real deal. They're giving women and men their hair back permanently. They're real hair. All it takes to get started is a single text message. You'll get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card when you text TITAN11 to 85850. Bosley will show you, for free, how great your hair could look. You'll also see, for free, why you're losing hair and how to get it back. Women and men all over the country trust Bosley because they're America's number one hair restoration expert. Ahead of the curve with the latest technology. And the best part? Bosley has permanent solutions to hair loss. You'll love what they'll do for your hair. So drop what you're doing long enough to send a text. Get your free information kit and gift card for $250 off by texting TITAN11 to 85850. Don't forget, that's TITAN11 to 85850.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
For us to visit with Warren Eckstein. He's the host of The Pet Show, also the creator of a, and I always mention this when I'm out, for whatever the reason, it always comes to mind, Warren, when I'm out of Hugs and Kisses, and Daisy had the last little nugget from the Hugs and Kisses jar last night, and she looked at me and she said, "Where is Warren? Where are my Hugs and Kisses? Warren, I need my Hugs and Kisses." It's a fabulous supplement that you ought to be taking. Well, whether you take more, you take the Hugs and Kisses yourself, or you give them to the dogs.
I'm not going
to
say. I'm not going to say.
That sounds like a commitment. Anyway, Warren and his pet show, and then this fabulous minerals and vitamin supplements that are specifically made for cats, and then there's another one, another product for dogs. So you can get them, and then there's another one for Warren and his friends. So there are three different brands. You can select whichever one you want. Maybe you want them all at hugsandkisses.com. They also have an animal fund at Hugs and Kisses. It's called the Hugs and Kisses Animal Fund, conveniently. You can donate to the fund. Warren, it's one of those things. The money doesn't stick there. It's not like the Red Cross. When you give money to the Hugs and Kisses Animal Fund, it's in today and gone tomorrow because there are so many, and Warren identifies these all the time through his various work with the various foundations. There's always a need at shelters, at these treatments. You just need money. And so if you feel like you want to help, the donations, if you send $50 or more, you get all kinds of T-shirts and acknowledgement from Warren, and it goes to a fabulous, fabulous cause. So I think Hugs and Kisses for the dogs and cats, and Hugs and Kisses in terms of the fund, two separate websites, the Hugs and Kisses Animal Fund. Check that all out. All right, Warren, now that I have extolled your value and virtue.
Thank you for that, especially now because with the hurricanes, we are being inundated from all the rescues down in Florida and the Bahamas, and we're trying to help them out as much as we can.
Yep, exactly. A suspected burglar under arrest after a woman who set up her webcam to watch her dog remotely while she was at work. Instead, it captured a thief ransacking her apartment. I don't know. I thought that was... And the dog was there, and the dog apparently was scared. This happened in Denver. The police arrested Peter Jones on burglary charges. We developed information that led to the suspect being arrested because of the video that captured him in the apartment. So that's a... I guess that's another... How many people do you suppose have these videos at home and watch their dogs?
I have cameras in my house. I think the dogs are going to start a union saying, hey, come on, a little privacy, guys, you know? Leave us alone. But I have cameras. I have cameras in my house. And you know why? I hear the horror stories, and I'm sure you guys hear some of them too. But over the last couple of weeks, there's been four or five stories that came out where pet sitters have actually been caught on camera, not realizing they were being caught, abusing the pets they were supposed to be taking care of. Some horrendous situations, throwing a puppy. I don't want to go into it. But anyway, I think it's a first of all, as far as I'm concerned, that if I'm interviewing, and I just got a new pet sitter for my guys from England, like Auntie Mame, I think, I check them out as carefully as I would check out a pediatrician for a child. I mean, I want references. I want veterinary references. I want these references. How long you've been doing it? Where do you live? How far are you away? I think that's a good way to go. But I think having the cameras there is something that years ago I would have said no. But now I think it's really important that people that have dogs and cats at home have some way of checking on them throughout the day, especially the fact now where we're kind of like in a latchkey dog and cat situation where most people
are out
of the house.
Term? Latchkey, but it does apply, doesn't it, to the dog? They don't have the key, but they're there. How many people do you know who actually have a door the dog can go in and out of that goes into a, let's say, fenced-in backyard?
You know that's another thing, Doug. A lot of people have, especially here in the better climates, you know, like in Southern California. And I'm 100% against that. 100%.
Why?
And I have a doggy door in my house. My doggy door is locked unless I'm home. I don't want my dogs out in my backyard when I can't supervise. And there's coyotes, there's crazy people, there's mushrooms that can grow, there's poisons, there's all kinds of crazy things. Maybe I'm a little bit of a helicopter pet guardian. I understand that. But at the same time, it's important to remember that there are so many dangers outside. Look, the other day there was just a report of a coyote that went to a doggy door, got into someone's home, and killed their Maltese. I'm a fan of doggy doors, but I'm also a fan of being conscientious in terms of what they can do. So if you're not home with your dog, I say keep the dog inside. That's the way to go.
It's very interesting. Here on the farm, there was a coyote and her pup that were 40, 50 feet away from the back door when I came home the other night.
Scary.
The Daisy I always have on a leash outside because I can't trust you yet not to run off chasing something like that. Warren Eckstein, check out the Pet Show, please. PetShow.com.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.